and so much going on in this bill passing and all sorts of stuff. This report, one of the pieces of it that is actually a little bit stunning is you have a chart in there showing the incidents reported to U.S. CERT starting in 2006 through 2009. And it's really almost scary.
It is, Chris, you know, in terms of it demonstrates just the rapid increase in the number of successful security incidents against federal systems. In 2006, agencies reported about 5,500 attacks or incidents on their systems. In 2009, that increased to right about 30,000.
Wow.
And those are the successful incidents. It does not reflect other incidents where there were attacks that were successfully defended by federal agencies.
And I know there's been this little debate going on about whether the threat of cyber war has been exaggerated. It seems, even by just the objective numbers as you look at it, more attacks going on. But what I keep hearing is the sophistication of these attacks. And in fact, this is what you testified to earlier on in the week. The sophistication of these attacks is really much more advanced than it was even a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's very true. And they're becoming more targeted to specific, perhaps, individuals, as well as using techniques and which are still, you know, in use and actually try to exploit weaknesses that are well known in federal systems. You know, even though these attacks are becoming, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Take a breath, and I'll ask another question while you're breathing. Part of the and the report shows a 400% increase in these attacks, which is a little scary. But you also found that there are significant deficiencies in the security controls of federal information systems that have resulted in pervasive vulnerabilities. We've talked about this before, but everybody knows, everybody's concerned about this. Why do we still find these holes? Is it just there are so many pieces here?
Well, and I apologize for
No, that's okay. We just didn't want you to pass out or die or something on us.
Well, there's several reasons for why agencies continue to have significant weaknesses in their systems. One is that they face numerous vulnerabilities are being discovered every day in federal systems. The National Vulnerability Database, for example, identifies over 42,000 software defects and misconfigurations that can affect the security over a system.
Wow.
And that's being increased by about 14 to 15 every day. In addition, it's the dynamics of these environments is really quite significant because they are constantly changing, adding new operating systems, new devices to these environments, which makes them hard to keep track of. In addition, the threats, as we were starting to talk to earlier before my throat closed up on me, are definitely evolving and growing. They're becoming more targeted. They're being organized by foreign nations, organized crime groups, and these are groups with resources and the wherewithal to actually implement successful attacks. And so all these factors come together and make it quite a challenging prospect for the information security officers at federal agencies to protect their systems.
It's not just Joey down in the basement of the science building who's doing this for fun because he wants to deface a website. It's people who are looking to get your real critical information, and increasingly that critical information is very valuable both to us and to them.
Right, and that can depending upon the threat and who's conducting the attack and what their motives are, but they could be using these attacks to either collect espionage information for intellectual property theft, or possibly even for disrupting services and operations at not just federal agencies, but critical infrastructures throughout the nation.
One of the things that's much in discussion these days is a concept called continuous monitoring. And part of the even a little bit like continuous monitoring versus FSMA, it seems to me there's not really a very good definition of what continuous monitoring is, other than we want to monitor all the time. That's not very helpful.
Right. Well, I think how it's being used now, and at least some of the tools that are available now, will help agencies and security officers to monitor different aspects of their systems on a more, I'll say, continuous basis. But it's really using the automated tools that exist. These could be scanners and other tools that will go out and scan individual devices on their networks to see, one, are they in compliance with the agency's security policies? Are these devices updated with the current antivirus software and the current patches, software patches that have been deployed, as well as look for specific known vulnerabilities that can affect those systems. And because these are automated processes, they can be done more or less on a continuous basis to collect this information. But what's key, though, is why you can have continuous monitoring in this way is, well, what does the agency do with that information? If you don't actually act upon identified vulnerabilities or weaknesses or outdated software on your systems when they become known to you, you still have the vulnerability. So you have to monitor, but then you need to act on the results to assure that, in fact, these systems are being secured.
And my understanding was folks were largely trying to do continuous monitoring. The concept behind FSMA was you had to do at least reports once a year, and good agencies were constantly assessing where they were and making sure they knew what was there and what wasn't there and the status of their systems.
Yeah, one of the requirements under FSMA was that agencies are required to test and evaluate the effectiveness of their security controls on a risk-based basis, but no less than annually. And many agencies probably, you know, tested their systems on an annual basis then, because that's also when they were required under FSMA to report to OMB and to Congress on the status of their information security programs. FSMA did not preclude agencies from testing and monitoring their systems more frequently, and so that's, I think, somewhat of a misnomer in terms of saying that continuous monitoring was not allowed under FSMA.
So what can agencies do? What should they be doing? What are two things that agencies need to be implementing that are the high level things that they can really pay attention to?
Well, one thing which I think is important is that they need to address and mitigate the weaknesses that they know about, either through their own assessments or through audits conducted by their inspectors general or GAO. Is if you know there's a vulnerability and it has an impact on your system, fix it and verify that your corrective action is effective. On several engagements that we've been on, we would go out and conduct a review, identify problems, make recommendations. The agency would then take corrective action, or so they thought, and would make, indicate that our recommendations were implemented. But when we went back out to check, they had not taken the corrective action, or they had closed the action by stating that they had plans to correct action. So first and foremost is to fix what is known and focus on those high-risk areas that could cause the most damage to the agency and in your systems.
And do that risk assessment, constantly saying, hold on, what's your most important information? That's probably what people are going to go after, and how can I best protect that?
That's absolutely true.
Greg Wilschlesen, I always mess up your last name. Pronounce it for me so I get it right.
Sure, Wilschlesen.
Wilschlesen. Greg Wilschlesen is Director of Information Technology Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office. We have a link to his testimony and to our ongoing coverage of cybersecurity issues. You can find that online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeck Insider.com. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much, Chris.